First Rashi in the Parsha, a very famous Rashi. Ma'in and Shemitah Itzel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? Because the Torah says, V'idabra Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai Limor. So Har Sinai is an introduction to Shemitah. You don't find the other mitzvahs. So Rashi quotes the Teretz of Chazal, that just like Shemitah, all of its kolim, diktukim, and pratim were said by Sinai, so too all the mitzvahs. The Ramban and Rashi, they have a machlokes as to what this actually means. But what Chazal are trying to bring out, for sure, is that Shemitah is not just another mitzvah in the Torah. And the fact that Shemitah is singled out in relationship to Har Sinai tells us that the very core of Har Sinai is Shemitah. The essence of Har Sinai is the mitzvah of Shemitah. And from Shemitah we can learn how to apply the concept of Har Sinai, what Har Sinai represents, to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Just like Shemitah, so to all the mitzvahs, that Shemitah is ki'ilu, a mitzvah which incorporates, encompasses all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Kliyakar is Mayrech about the essence of the mitzvah of Shemitah, what it is. He quotes the Rambam in the Mara Nevuchim and says that the reason of Shemitah is to give the field a rest after 6 years in order to refresh itself. He says, of course, this is not the pnimius of what the mitzvah of Shemitah is about. And even the Rambam knew that, because when the Rambam wrote Mara Nevuchim, he wasn't writing for Talmid Chacham. And he was trying to carve the inyan of Torah mitzvahs to people who are rachot from Torah mitzvahs. The makarv mitzvahs ala seicha. The Yakar says that the essence of the mitzvah of Shemitah is the idea of emunah and bitachon. The fact that you can instruct a yid, you can tell a yid not to work his field for 2 years, to have bracha for 3 years, something which is unheard of. The fact that we read this at this time of year, this idea of Shemitah Eitz Al Har Sinai, has another significance in that Har Sinai, this idea of counting Sefiras HaEmor as we build up towards Shavuos, is of course in the Tzura of Shemitah Nova. That there are 7 weeks, and 7 times 7 is 49, Shavuos being the 50th day, which is of course the idea of Shemitah, not by days, but by years, that there's 7 years, times seven, 50th being Yovel, which corresponds to Shavuos. This, of course, is another application of Ma'in and Shemitah Eitz Al Har Sinai. Right? That the idea of Har Sinai being Shavuos relates to Shemitah, and that the way you get to Har Sinai is by walking through this Derech of Shemitah. Which means that one comes to Har Sinai through the mitzvah of Shemitah, which, as the Kli Yakar says, is the inyan of Emunah, Bitachon, and Hashem. Just to elaborate on this idea of Shemitah Eitz Al Har Sinai, Mitzvah Hashem. Before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, Torah and Parnasa, they were able to be found in one place. As Chazal say, that Hashem instructs Adam la'avda u'lishamra, which means to take care of the gan. We think that means, you know, to harvest, to plow, to prune. Chazal darshan, however, la'avda zu mitzvah saseh, u'lishamra zu mitzvah saseh. But the real avayda and malacha of Adam HaRishon and the gan, pre-chet, was that he should be amel and be miyageya, some level, that even means amel negiyah, we'll see him with Hashem. He should work himself in Torah and Tefillah. By doing so, he'll be able to have parnasa as well. That was the matzav in the gan. It wasn't that man had to work for his food, fakir. The more Torah that he learned, the more parnasa he would have. It could also be understood from Chazal, which say that Adam HaRishon, he was masik Torah by eating from the peiros of the Eitz HaGan. Every Eitz of the Eitz HaGan had its own Torah to be learned. Because Torah is called an Eitz. the essence of the Gan, the essence of the Torah was the Eitz Chaim. Every single Eitz in the Gan was another Daher in Torah. So you see that his Torah and his Parnasa came together, that by eating from the Gan, he would be Zeicha to Hasagas and Torah. That's Torah and Parnasa b'makom echad. After doing the Chet, Adam created the separation of Torah and Parnasa. That no longer are Torah and Parnasa linked together. Torah is b'yamin, and Parnasa is b'smal. Hence the pasuk, Arach yamin b'yamina, which refers to Torah, Kihim chayinu v'arach yaminu, v'smayla oyshe v'chavay. You can't be on the yamin and in the small at the same time. So Mimila, what we really have in front of us as individuals is that we have to choose drachim. If the person chooses to walk down the derech hayamin, which is the derech of arach chayim bimina, or does he choose to walk down the path of bismayla osha v'chavot?
It's one or the other.
Which is why, of course, we find that a person who learns Torah, that he is amal b'tayra, usually parnasa is very difficult for him. Then you have people, and it's a rachmanas. But then again, you have people that they apply themselves and the miyageya and oisha v'chavay, and they're not tamid v'chachamim. That's a bigger rachmanas. They don't go hand in hand. That's the essence of the chet of Adam HaRishon, to be mafrid between Torah and parnasa.
So that's a Chazal say.
Haraita la'asher yatsbin. If a person wants to become wealthy, he should turn north. Haraita la'achkin yadrim. If a person wants to become wise, chachmas ha'tayra, he should go south. Point the directions of his feet, make Shmona Esrei. Because Torah is in the Tzafon, because Parnassa is in the Tzafon, and Chacham is in the Daram. The Menorah is in the Daram, and the Shulchan is in the Tzafon. This is the Klal Gadol. Torah and Parnassa are Nefradim Zemizah. The Noam Elimelech teaches this Gemara, Harei Tzela Ha'asher Yatzvin, the following way. He writes that if a person wants to become wealthy, Yatzbin, he should turn north, is a lashon of tzafon, concealment, hidden things. But if a person wants to become wealthy, he should turn to the sodas hatayr. Meaning there is a way for a person to have parnasa b'derech hatayr. Otherwise, it's a kasha. So after the chayt, it's not shaykh for tamid chacham to have parnasa. And it's not shaykh, the person who makes a parnasa to have Torah. The ikr is, yifarnu suzan mizeh. Really, they should give to each other. In a perfect world, like you have a yisachar and zvulun. Right, that would be ideal. But even if a person is not zeicher to this yisachar and zvulun,
that's two people.
Well, person within himself can be able to find parnasa derech ha-Torah, and also Torah derech parnasa. So Zot, the name of the Melech, Hareitza Laha'asher Yatzvin, that through Seidus HaTorah, he can find Parnasa. Meaning to say that if you look at the Torah on the Chitzonius, all you see is Yamin. But if you break deeper into Torah, if you go to the depth of Torah, you'll find a small even within the Yamin. You'll find Parnasa within the Torah. But that's because you have to go to the Oimek HaTorah. If you go to the Oimek HaTorah, you'll find Parnasa. There's a Tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa, which says, Kol ha'oisik b'Torah, Parnasaso min ha'Torah. His Parnasa will come min ha'Torah, means from within the Torah. And it says, Umis asher umatzliach, and ha'bizoich ha'ta'oishik. So there is a way to have Parnasa derech ha'Torah. But that, says the name of the Melech, comes from one going to the depth of Torah. Toich HaTorah. Toich HaTorah, there is a tzafon. And that's called the Nistaras HaTorah, which are tzfuna. So, Hareitza Lahasha Yatzbin, a person can find Parnasa within Torah. So Aimek HaInyan is that before the Chet Eitz Hadas, Chazal say that Shemayim and Aretz were Makusha B'yachad. There was no period between Shemayim and Aretz. Once there was a Chet of Adam HaRishon, he was Mafrid between Shemayim and Aretz. Shemayim is the Bechina of Torah, and Aretz is the Bechina of Parnasa. As we know, Torah comes from Shemayim, right? Moshe had to bring down Torah from Shemayim, whereas Parnasa comes from the ground, as the Torah says, that Lechem is the symbol of all Parnasa, and Lechem grows from the ground, Hamoytzi Lechem in Aretz. But by being Choytei, by being Mafrid between Shemayim and Aretz, that created a period between Torah and Parnasa. The reason why there's that period between Torah and Parnasa, Shemayim Aretz, is because when Adam Rishon did the Chet, and he made himself into a Yeshus, he made himself into had a sense of Gaiva, Adam himself is what separates between Shemayim and Aretz. Therefore, in order to be Zoicha, to a Yichud of Shemayim and Aretz, which is a Yichud of Torah and Parnasa, a person has to be Mevatel himself. He has to have bittul. When a person has bittul, he could be makasha shemayim va'aretz, he could be makasha taran parnasa, and to be zeichem to shneihem. Do you want to say, Josh?
Don't we say Torah lo b'shamayim?
That's because it was brought down. Before it was brought down, it was in Shemayim. So the Seder Satayra, the reason why Seder Satayra is makusha, a person could be shayach to parnasa because of Seder Satayra, is because it's very different than Nigla Satayra. When a person learns Nigla Satayra, it's very shy to become a Bal Gaiva. Torah is called a Tushia, Li Eitza V'Tushia. Hazal say Tushia is a Lashon of Yesh. When a person learns Torah, if he doesn't learn the Shema, he can have Gaiva. A Tam Chochem with Gaiva is not a rarity. The person who makes Parnasa, and he's B'Smayla Aisha V'Chavad, he's obviously shy to Yeshus, to Gaiva. Any semblance of gaiva, any yeshus, is makrid between Shemayim v'aretz, and is makrid between the derech of yamin and small. Soidus HaTorah, which is the Torah of Reb Shimon, teaches a person how to become an anav, bittul, anava. The whole essence of Soidus HaTorah is the study of emuna, which is the study of the achdus Hashem. That when a person understands achdus and he understands emuna, he becomes more and more misbatal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes more and more bittul, more and more ayin. The yesh fades away, and he becomes ayin. This is the essence of the Torah of Shem Bar Yochai. It's the limud of emunah.
Doesn't it have like aspects of gaiva to it as well? It says that sometimes people who understand this level of, you know, that they're ayin, the famous story from the Barbek Kashir, and the guy who's like, this guy thinks he's all great, you know. People who get the level of gaiva thinking how low they are because they know how low they are, so anyone else is like, oh, they're nothing. They don't even realize how low I am. And so it comes to the level of, it's said as a joke, but there is an aspect of truth to that where people who connect to such an MSic thing think that they're so great because they're connected with such MS.
Okay. Here it's a little different then. If a person learns Torah the Shema and he's zech the Pnimis HaTorah, Pnimis HaTorah is not just a Secha.
Doesn't that apply also to Torah's Nigla?
Very different. It's in many Levushim. It's in Levushim. Person learns Torah Sanigla, so then it's very hard to come in contact with the Or because it's slavish in many Levushim. When a person learns Torah Sapnimius, it's not something which is Makar Vela Seichel. You can't understand Pnimius HaTorah with Seichel, really, Be'etzim. You can't. That's also part of the Chiddush of Torah. But Be'etzim, Pnimius HaTorah, more than any other Limud, that a person learns Pnimius HaTorah with his Bittul, with his Anava. That's how a person learns Seder Satayra. And therefore, he's not zeichet to a seichel in Tayra. Seichel can bring a person to Gaiva. He's zeichet to an or of Tayra. The or of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is an or, which the etzem means a person to Shuanava. You're right, it's shy. The person can misuse the or. But it's much more unlikely that when a person is zeichet to the or of Bittul, that a person is going to be misgoy in that Bittul. It's shy. But the etzem, the tachlis and the tachkid of the or of Rabbi Shimon is to bring a person to Anava. When a person is in a state of Anava, and when he's in a state of bittul, due to the aura of emuna which shines on him, he could be zeicha to Torah and Parnasa b'makom achas. you see this very clearly from a lesson of Rav Nachman. In Kuf Samach Beis, he writes that in the days of the Magid, there was a certain usher who was a misnagi to the Magid, and he told his people, the Magid told his people to be makar of this usher to him. And he decided to become an Ishkasha in Yerushalayim, and then he started to lose his parnasa. So the Magid said a vart. He says, Eilu shnehem yefer yishiyihu b'mokam echad. Hainu toira in gedula. Because he says, ki haroitza lahachkim yajim. Nimsa, he says, if you want to become a chacham, you have to point south. If so, how can you point north? However, he says, ki im hu b'sachlis ha'anivus, but if a person is an anav, shehu ayin ma'amish, and he becomes an ayin, as a eino emig b'shum tzad, that he's not standing on any direction. Ki efshar lemar lef shu b'tzalf ha'anav edar, you can't say he's in the north, you can't say he's in the south. He's toifes no mako. Al kain efshar shi yatoir gedula b'mako mechad. So then you can have toir in parnasa b'mako mechad. Like by Moshe. Kugan Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'shalom. V'rabbeinu akadosh. Like Yehuda Anasi. V'ruzayiche. The toir in parnasa b'mako mechad. What's interesting by quoting Yehuda Anasi, is Yehuda Anasi was the Talmud of Rabbi Shimba Yochai. And his name is very interesting. His name is Rebbe Yehuda, which means, Rebbe means great. Yehuda is a Lashon Hod, which means like a great Hod. Yeah? That's the meaning of Hod Sheba Hod, which is the day of Lag BaOmer. Hanasi is the Osios Yesh Ayin, where the Yesh and the Ayin are sharing the Nun. The Yesh and the Ayin are B'Makom Echad. Yehuda Nasi was zochet to both because he made himself completely batal. Like he says, I wasn't nehena, even though I had Torah and Gedula, I wasn't nehena afilu etzva from my Ashiris and Elamazir. That he was mamish and ayin. Like the Gemara says, Mishemeis Rebbe, batal anava. The Rebbe was the essence of anava. He was the essence of Har Sinai. The person who's an essence of Har Sinai, that he's zochet to anava. That it's not about Torah, it's not about Parnasa, it's about the Emunah. It's about the essence of Torah. It's about the Anava and the Bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There you find Torah and Gedula B'Makom Echad. This is the lesson of Reb Shimon. The essence of Reb Shimon is, as Chazal say, Reb Shimon is of those of which it says, Torahso Umnasa. That Torah is his Parnasa. He's mefarnes himself derech HaTorah. It's not a coincidence that the word Umnasa is also a Lashon of Emunah. Tarasa umnasa means that his Torah is his parnasa because of his emunah. Then emunah is the or within the Torah, that if a person is zeichet to the or ha-Torah, b'seich ha-Torah, he'd be zeichet to Torah and gedula b'makom echad. That's why in the Ma'ara, he was zeichet to full parnasa, and everything which he needed. He's actually had an Eitz Charuvin, Chazal say, in the Ayna Demaya, an Eitz Charuvin. Interesting that the word charuv is a lashon chayrev, which is Har Sinai. It was a bechinas Har Sinai. If you take the word Torah and parnasa, the chiluk between Torah and parnasa is gematria chayrev. That chayrev it bridges the gap between Torah and parnasa. So Reb Shimon, the fact that he had an eitz charuv, an eitz charuvin, is a bechina of chayrev, har chayrev, which is Har Sinai. Because Har Sinai is that which bridges Torah and Parnassah together. This is the inyan of Reb Shimon L'Shitasai. Reb Shimon says in the Dor HaMemtes, he writes, "Gedoyla malacha shemechabedes es ba'alei." Right? He's praising malacha. Right? How great is malacha that it gives a person kavod? This is l'chayr and stira to Reb Shimon who says, right? Right? If a person is chayrish b'shas chayisha, or zarei b'shas riya, tayr matahei aleha. What's going to be with tayr if a person has to make a parnasa? So the only kapshat is no. G'doy la malacha, meaning how great is the malacha shemechabedes is ba'aleha. That it gives a person real kavod. Right? Meaning tayr. Tayr is a malacha which is mamish mechabedes is ba'aleha. This is Rabbi Shimon Lashitasa. There's malacha and then there's gedolei malacha. How great is the malacha that it brings a person kavod? That if a person learns kavod, learns Torah properly, as Chazal say, ain kavod ala Torah, then he can be makasher the yamin and the small. That he can have yamin arachem v'mila, and he can also have ismaila oshem chav. Gvizayis tishnei shulchanas, just like Rabbi Danasi. So therefore, the inyan of learning Pnimiyas HaTorah properly is to be miyageya in your bittul. The person has, after the Chet Adam HaRishon, he has to be miyageya because of his yeshus that he acquired for himself. And he has to choose to Torah or to Parnasa. The ikr is that a person applies himself to Torah and he walks down the Derech HaTorah, is if yagia is in his emuna, and through that emuna he'll be able to find Parnasa. Yagati umatsasi tamin. Tamin is lashon umnas. B'miyachid is yagia with his emunah. This is what Chazal say. The Reb Shimon, the Zayar says, Reb Shimon is called Shabbos. And the Zayar also says that tamin chachamim are called Shabbos. Just like Shabbos, there's an issur melacha. So too, for tamin chachamim, there's an issur melacha. But not in a way that there is no parnasa for the Talmud Chacham. Fakir, the Shimon had his parnasa. He's called Shabbos because through the Shvisas from Malacha, a person is Zeicha. Just like Shabbos itself. Shabbos, on the one hand, is the Shvisas from Malacha, but of course, Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha. All parnasa stems from there. That's why you say, V'yitin L'chol Elokim after Shabbos. Right, the Tzadikim say, a person who doesn't say V'yitin L'chol after Shabbos, he says, I think it was the Sadiqir Rebbe. He says, if a person doesn't say V'yitin L'chol after Shabbos, I don't know where his parnasa comes from the entire week. Because you have to be makasha the weekday to Shabbos. The brachas of Shabbos is the V'yitin L'chol. If you don't make that bridge between Shabbos and during the days of the week, where are you going to get parnasa from? Happens to be V'yitin is gematria Shimon. Shimon is makasha. Tarim parnasa. Let's say Shabbos is called Rib Shimon. And Shemitah is called Shabbos, the Shabbos Sahar is Shabbos Lashem. Because the essence of Shabbos and Shemitah is in the Reb Shimon. That it's from the Bittul and Mitaych, the Emunah that a person has during Shemitah, that he will be Nisbaruch in his Parnasa. That if a person takes off a sabbatical, it's called a sabbatical, right? If he takes a sabbatical to go ahead and to learn Torah, that's what the farmers do during the year, they learn Torah. It's through the Torah which they learn, the Yagiyan Torah, that there's Zechat to Parnasa as well. A bigger Shefa than the rest of the year. Person goes into the emunah within the Torah, he learns Torah mitoich emunah, b'zechet hashiris as well.
So the farmers were learning sod? The farmers were learning
anybody sod. Who learns Torah in a matzav emunah, that's called sod. That's why, if you look at the Zohar HaKadosh, all the giluyim that Reb Shimon had come from Moshe, and Moshe is called the Raya Mehemna. He's the Raya of emunah. All the shefa that Reb Shimon had came from the place of Emunah, which ended up being a bittul. This is why Lag Ba'omer, which is in the middle, in between Pesach and Shavuos, it like bridges the gap between Shemaim and Aretz. So Reb Shimon is the essence of Lag Ba'omer, which is Hoyt Shebahoy, Achinas Yehuda Nasi, and that day, says the Chasam Sefer, is the day in which the month started to fall. Not from Mashi, it doesn't appear that way. But the Chassam Sefer says, Lang Ba'im is the day the month starts to fall. What's the connection? Because Reb Shimon is Makasha Shemaim Ba'aret, and he's Zayche, that his Parnasa should come from where? Min HaShemaim. Shemaim is Torah. But he was Zayche that if you go deep within Torah, you can find Parnasa there. So not only does he find Torah in Shemaim, but he also finds Parnasa in Shemaim. So the month falls down on the day of Reb Shimon because he finds Parnasa even within Torah. The day of the Gili Seder Satayra is also the day you find Mon Min HaShemaim. And of course, the man is a lashon emuna. And Chazal say, "Leinid neTorah elu loeich leyaman." That this kasher between Torah, Pnimiyas haTorah, and Har Sinai, and man is an essential connection. The person who's ma'amik to the emuna, into the or of tshuva and emuna within Torah, he could be zeicha to parnasa and to have a makoma. That also goes the other way as well. But even though those who choose their path. But they're a chasmal. The smayla oishav chavod. They can also find Torah within their parnasa. Because as we said, it's not that the Torah itself is masugal for parnasa. Torah is biyamina. Is that if a person is ma'amik within the yamin, he can find small. The same thing is true the other way. If you're ma'amik within small, you can find yamin. Because the bridge between Torah and parnasa is emunah. Anoichi Hashem aleikach, the essence of Torah. If a person has emunah, he can have parnasa from within Torah. If he has emunah, he can find Torah within parnasa. So what's the expression of emunah b'derech parnasa? That's tzedakah. Tzedakah. If a person gives tzedakah, and especially if he's mefarnes, tamid chachamim, he could be zayche to Torah within parnasa.
What does that mean? But an actual Torah,
not
it only comes out chacham.
Huh? You zayche to Torah as well. Tzedakah is a symbol of the action of where a person shows his emunah b'derech parnasa, but it's more than that. It begins with when a person conducts his business b'emunah. When he conducts his business b'emunah, that's a bechina of parnasa b'emunah. Parnasa b'emunah. The very first question that a person is asked when he comes up to Shemayim is what? Nasata v'nasata b'emuna. Did you do business b'emuna? The reason being is because most people don't walk down the path of Arichem and Bimina. They don't find the Parnasa b'derech Hatayr. It's a very difficult path to walk. Much easier to walk down the path of Ismaila Oisha b'chavar. The person makes a Parnasa, and if he does it b'emuna, he'll be Zeichet Hatayr. What do you mean Tayr, man? Rav Nachman has a beautiful piece. What he says is that if a person does parnasa b'emuna, it's b'china v'limad ha'Torah. He says because every single action that a person takes in business has a halacha attached to it. So if a person is mekayim the mitzvot of parnasa, the halachas of parnasa b'emuna, it says that's b'china v'limad ha'Torah. It's mamash in inyan v'limad ha'Torah. Now, where does he say that? I'll find the piece. Towards the end of Chelek Aleph. But if a person does Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna, it's a b'china of Limad HaTorah. Mamish Blag is Limad HaTorah. It's interesting. That if you take a look at the Arba Malachim and Sachamisha, you know, the Melchama between the four kings and the five kings. So first, the four kings beat the five kings, and then the five kings beat the four kings. So the Svarim say that the four kings represents the four letters of the Shem Havaya, and the five kings represent the five letters of Elohim. But these two things, Havaya and Elohim, they don't mix. That's the pshat. I forget what we say. Arba Malachim Sachamisha. It's also the Arba, the four letters of Torah and the five letters of Parnasa. Torah is Havaya, Parnasa is Elokim. So first, Nitzchu Arba Malachim Sachamisha. First, Havaya out, meaning able to defeat the Chamisha, meaning that you can find Torah. But the Torah overcomes the Parnasa. A person can find Torah, can find Parnasa in his Torah. But then Avraham Avinu came along, who represents the Inyan of Chesed, of Tzedakah, and then the five defeated the four, which means that you can even find Torah b'derech ha-Parnasa. This is the story that Eidus Hashem ne'amana machkimas pesi. Eidus Hashem is Shavuos, giving of the Luchos. Ne'amana. The luchos represent emuna. Nun emuna. Nun, the 50th day, is emuna. The essence of Shavuos is emuna. Machkimas pesim. It makes a person wise. Machkimas is the inyan of chachma. Pesi is the lashon of pas. That means lechem. Machkimas pesi means that there's a yichud of chachma and pas. Machkimas pesi is also gematria Torah parnasa. Taira, Parnasa, with the two words. that when you come to Shavuos, there's a yichud of machim aspasi, of Torah and Parnasa.
Why do we say that the luchos or emuna?
Why the emuna?
Yeah.
Nechesh amalaka.
You said they're nun emuna?
The word ne'emana.
Oh, ne'emana.
Nun emuna. Nun emuna. The edus luchos are called luchos ha'edus. That on Shavuos, you can have, there's a yichud of Torah and Parnasa. So whereas Lag Ba'omer is a day where those like Reb Shimon that they're able to find Parnasa within their Torah, Shavuos is different in that Shavuos is the day by which a person who's about Parnasa can find Torah. That's the difference. So whereas Reb Shimon is the one of the Gemara who says, if a person is Chari B'Shas Charisha, if he's a Reya B'Shas Riya, Torah Matzahe Aleh, what's going to be with his Torah? A person has to only dedicate himself to Torah and through his Torah he'll have Parnasa. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Yafa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. It has to be both. That can't be for everybody. The Gemara says, Harbi Asu Kirib Shimon Yochai, but it'll also be Adam. Many tried to do it like Rabbi Shimon. It didn't work for that. I mean, the way is Rabbi Shimon is a real way. It's just not for the Rabbin. Let's say only a miut of people really understand Lag Ba'omer. It's really the Talmid Chachamim. It's a soid. The Talmid Chachamim understand Lag Ba'omer. It's a day that a person who has a Shaykh is a soid of Satira, for him, Lag Ba'omer is a huge day. Everybody else just goes Be'emunah. When you come to Shavuos, that's the day of Rabbi Shmuel. That's the day of which everybody is Shaykh. That it's a day that although most people walk down the Derech of Parnasa, which is Be'oysher, Be'chaba B'smayla, for them, there's a Gili of Torah even on that way. That if a person is Nasata V'Nasata Be'emunah, he could be Zeich the Torah Mamish. That the Eidus Hashem Ne'emana, because of the Emunah with it, within the Torah, so the ikr is, whatever a person does, it has to be emunah. Either a person learns the chelik of emunah in Torah, which is the study of Seidus HaTorah, which is the study of emunah, the achdus Hashem, raza de echad, or a person can be nasasa v'nasasa v'emunah, can be zeichet the Torah. Lag Ba'omer being Reb Shimon, which is the parnasa b'derech HaTorah, or Shavuos being the Torah b'derech HaParnasa.
Which one's better?
Obviously, it's much better to be a Talmid Chacham in this world. As I'll say, many places, that no greater pleasure is to be a Talmid Chacham in this world. He has Elam Hava and Elam Hazeh.
The elite are the only few ones.
That's right.
Well, the greatest people are small in number. Jewish nation, small. Talmid Chacham is small in number. Mute.
That's why Shavuos is, Atah Haris Aladas, Ki Hashem Hu Hor Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim means the yichud of Arba v'Chamisha. The yichud of Havaya Elokim, Tyre and Parnasa, that's Shavuot. But the Amin and the small, it's Bechin of Ayin, person is Zeche to both. This is the Inyan of Shemitah. The Inyan of Shemitah Yitzel Har Sinai means that a person, the whole essence of Har Sinai is the Inyan of Shemitah. Person that through his nafsata v'nafsata b'emunah, which is what Shemitah represents, that if a person, he does business all year round, but he takes a break to learn Torah mitoich emunah, he can be zeichet to Parnasa. That's the essence of Shavuot, that's the essence of Har Sinai. The person through his malacha, through his Parnasa, can be zeichet to Torah as well. Just b'derech emes, if you take the word Shemitah, Shemitah, you can find the whole, it's a mem, you can go like this. Seh, mem, tes, yud. Yeah? Seh represents the Korban Pesach, which is the Seh. Then the mem, tes, days of the Omer. And then the yud, which is the Aseret HaDibra. That's Shemitah. The whole process from Pesach onto Shavuos is broken down into Shemitah. Yes, that's the difference. Yeah. Just starting everybody saying, Mamish have no time. Shmuel Levitz is here, so we she was here. There's a whole other Indian, the whole Indian of the Nachash. The whole Indian of the Nachash, how the Nachash represents the Indian of Tyre and Parnassa. I can't even start it, because if starting it, it's not gonna do justice.
So Yatskin, let's go to
Yeah, this is really better. This first lesson is the emes is the most crucial, because it's not just the Torah, it's also like the mahalach. Everybody has to learn Torah, everybody has to make a parnasa. But you see the way the world is. That people who learn Torah, they struggle. People who make a parnasa struggle. Everybody struggles with their yeshus. Because as long as a person has a yeshus, the nachash can feed off of his yeshus. The nachar eats off a person's yeshus. The nachash can't eat ayin. Can't eat bittul. Can only eat yeshus. So therefore, a Talmid Chacham is very shy to yeshus. They have the biggest baligaiva Talmid Chacham. Much bigger than the Ashir. Is that you don't see it, because Talmid Chacham has to conceal his gaiva with his anava. So people shouldn't say, oh, you know, he's a baligaiva. Fakir. The fact that he goes to gaiva and he conceals his gaiva with his anava, that could be a bigger gaiva. But in Asher, you see his gaiva, you know what to be careful of. But it's somebody who thinks that Talmid Chacham is a real Talmid Chacham, but really he's a Baal Gaiva, and people go to him for yeshuas and atzlachas and brachos, right? That could be a bigger mirma. Ha-nachash haya-arim. The Arminios of the nachash. Never really know. Only way is the bitla. But it's a nachama knowing that a person, as long as he walks down the derech of emunah in his parnasa or b'derech ha-tayr, he can come to the same place. Whether it's Lag Ba'omer, whether it's Shavuos, which is what it's in between right now. Because it could be Zechat the Bracha.